Wait.
Eita, hola, ndebiko Zimbabwe, muhle mthokazo, muhle muri eZimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 8th of June, 2021. Muri eZimbabwe, mthokazo, muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muri Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, welcome. You're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, we continue talking to Zimbabwean youth about the COVID-19 pandemic. But tonight's conversation is not just going to end there. We're also going to be focusing on the works of a youth in fighting corruption and human rights violations in Zimbabwe. If you're looking to join us, Muri Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7, kindly share the program with your networks and also remember to press the like button so that we see ukuthi ngempela 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 likhona kuhlelo sisonke like so njalo libukele uhlelo. Also feel free to write your comments in the comments section. We're going to be reading your comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muri Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, according to the most recent information that they released on Twitter, Zimbabwe currently has 39,238 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 36,743 recoveries, 1,611 deaths. Last night alone, 2,119 PCR tests were conducted, 49 new cases were detected, 16 recoveries, and 5 deaths. Of those 5 deaths, 3 are in Harare, 1 is Manakeland, and 1 is in Matabeleland North. The country currently has 881 confirmed COVID-19 cases. To date, 688,693 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine, 385,275 have taken the first jab and the second jab. But now, we also have some recent information that we are that recently was released by the Ministry of Information on Twitter. That is information that they released today. Now, the latest information that they released on our Twitter at Ministry of Information announces that Cabinet has approved that the lockdown in Kwekwe, which is supposed to end this week, has been extended by another 2 weeks. The reason, of course, being that the Indian variant of the COVID-19 has been detected in Zimbabwe. Now, whilst on the discussion of vaccines, Muri Zimbabwe, of course, tonight we're talking about COVID-19 and the vaccination program. The Zimbabwean government has released COVID-19 updates on their digital pages on Twitter, Facebook, and they've also been running updates on radio and television day in, day out. Let us look at a most recent clip whereby they explain more about the COVID-19 vaccines being used in Zimbabwe. The clip you're about to watch is courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare's Twitter page. Let's take a look.
What is a COVID-19 vaccine? It is a vaccine that is intended to provide immunity against COVID-19. Several safe and effective vaccines have now been produced and approved for use, and countries have rolled out COVID-19 vaccination programs to protect people. Currently, Zimbabwe is using Sinopharm, Sinovac, both from China, and Covaxin from India. Other countries using the Sinopharm vaccine include Namibia, Gabon, Congo, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Cameroon, among others. Are vaccines necessary to prevent the spread of COVID-19? Yes, Vaccines are an essential public health measure for the prevention and control of COVID-19 locally and globally. Vaccines have been a major pillar for the control of similar epidemics in the past and will equally be important for COVID-19. The vaccines will complement existing prevention and control measures and not replace them. Zimbabwe, together with the rest of the world, is rolling out safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines to control and eventually eliminate COVID-19 burden in the country. Who can get vaccinated from COVID-19? Nearly everyone can get vaccinated. However, because of some medical conditions, some people should not get certain vaccines or should wait before getting them. Your healthcare provider will help to decide on which vaccine is recommended or not recommended for your condition. Are there enough COVID-19 vaccines for everyone? Currently, there is a limited supply of COVID-19 vaccines globally due to high demand. This means not everyone in Zimbabwe will get vaccinated right away. Vaccination is done in phases, starting with high-risk groups until all eligible people are vaccinated and protected. The aim is to achieve herd immunity by vaccinating 60% of the population.
Well, you're hearing there from the Ministry of Health and Childcare talking about the vaccines being used in Zimbabwe. Are there enough vaccines? Are the vaccines safe? That is the biggest question that has dominated conversations worldwide, not just Zimbabwe. The discussion being over the safety of the COVID-19 vaccine over the past year. Now, as mentioned in the explainer we just played you, the Zimbabwean government is working by all means necessary to ensure that citizens understand the safety behind taking the vaccines. The same is being done by governments across the whole globe, including in America. Several states in America and organizations have started competitions which target encouraging people to take the COVID-19 vaccine. For example, the COVID-19 vaccine lottery, whereby some Americans stand to win millions of dollars just for taking the COVID-19 vaccine. The World Health Organization is another organization which has been working alongside governments across the whole globe in combating the COVID-19 pandemic and instilling confidence in the several approved COVID-19 vaccines. Let us take a look at an explainer that they created, which talks about the COVID-19 vaccine and the safety. For those listening on radio, I urge you to come to our three Facebook pages to see the visuals of the next clip. The next clip we're about to play is courtesy of the World Health Organization's Twitter page. Let us take a look. World Health Organization isanda ukwethulela amazwi amayelana nge-safety yokuthatha ijekiseni elivikela i-COVID-19. Asibone njalo uhulumende echasisa etshela uZulu ukuthi hayi kwele khwekhwe which was under i-COVID-19 lockdown over the past 2 weeks baza kuqhubekela phambili for another 2 weeks bephansi kohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown. Nyaya thinayo nasi mtshirongwa muri yeZimbabwe Thukwini Ramberi tichi tarisa zviri kuitika munyika munyayadze kutekeshera kwe-COVID-19. Taona zvakare hurumende nhasi makiseni yaburitsa mashoko ichiti aiwa chirongwa che-COVID-19 lockdown chichange chienda mberi for another 2 weeks kukwekweko. Muri yeZimbabwe, you just watched a clip courtesy of the World Health Organization which discusses a vaccine safety. Now, to delve deeper into the discussion, we had hoped to help to have Dr. Tinotendas Memeza join us live via Skype from Harare. Unfortunately, we couldn't make that happen today. However, we still managed to have a pre-recorded interview with him this morning. Dr. Smemes and I discussed the third wave of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, the Indian variant, vaccine safety, vaccine shortages, and other COVID-19 related issues. Unfortunately, we couldn't delve deeper into whether or not Kwekwe would extend its lockdown, of course, because we, at the time that we conducted the interview, we weren't sure, but we still touch on the lockdown procedures. Let us head over to the conversation that I had this morning with Dr. Tinotendas Memeza.
Well, there's a general upward trend in terms of the COVID cases that have been recorded. I think we had reached a low in the last couple of months, but we've generally started seeing an upward trend. and also patients that are being admitted in private and also public hospitals, there's a general upward trend. Mm-hmm. So there seems to be a rise in the number of cases. And I think, as we always say, we should be vigilant. We can see that in South Africa, they're now saying they're in their third wave. Mm-hmm. So we should also expect to see such in Zim, because what happens in South Africa is not far from what usually happens in Zim. So we should continue being vigilant, continuing doing the principles that we've always been acting upon, social distancing, wearing our masks, and also getting vaccinated.
We see Kwekwe recently had a lockdown, which recently came to an end. Do you think that this is something that the whole nation could experience eventually again?
I think it depends. Because with what happened was happening in Kwekwe, there was the scale of the Indian variant, mm-hmm. and see if it's more infectious than the variants that we've been experiencing over the last couple of months. So we haven't really seen the pattern as yet, mm-hmm. and we're still to see if the variant is spreading, mm-hmm. And if it is the one that is actually causing the rise in the number of cases. The cases haven't risen to scary levels yet, but there's generally an upward trend, and we should just keep an eye on it.
Now, Dr. Smemeza, I want to talk about something that seems to have been, I guess, for lack of a better word, I'll say dominating reports recently. We've had quite a number of people come to us at Studio 7 saying they've been going to different centers trying to get vaccinated, and they're being turned away. Of course, government recently kind of explained what was happening in terms of the fact that some people were receiving a vaccine in one city, and then eating into resources into different areas. Where you work at Parinyatwa, did you guys experience something similar?
Yeah, we experienced a shortage of vaccines for a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. But then we started getting it again. And I guess the reason that was given by the minister is correct, that some people are getting vaccinated there, then they go somewhere else eating into people's vaccinations. But also we should also understand that there's generally a need to get more vaccines in the country. Mm-hmm. So the vaccines that were there were never going to be enough anyway. Mm-hmm. So we need to have the proper map as to how we're going to obtain more vaccines such that everyone no one falls through the cracks.
Now, I was also a little more curious about the efficiency of the vaccination program. And I guess I can speak on behalf of what's happening in America because I got my vaccine in America. What happened with us is when you go to one specific center for your first jab, that's where you're supposed to go for your second jab. Do you think Zimbabwe should be implementing similar measures to ensure that these resources are not tapped into from different areas?
Yeah, definitely. I think that makes sense. And also, on paper, you would know the statistics of the number of people that need to get their second jab from your center. Mm-hmm. So I think it would practically make sense if we go down that route, if we are not going down that route at the moment.
Now, let's delve a little more deeper into that. As you mentioned, different centers experienced shortages separately, meaning some people probably had a slight gap over that 14-day that they had to take the vaccine. What does this mean for them when they lapse over that 14 days? Is that something for concern?
Science hasn't really produced anything at the moment. Generally with vaccines, we know when children, let's say they're getting immunized and they skip a dose, mm-hmm. Or skip a certain vaccine at a certain time, they can always do what is called catch-up immunization, mm-hmm. Which can be done strategically. But as for COVID-19, I think right now people are just getting their second jabs despite that lapse. Mm-hmm. And there hasn't been anything written down yet to say, is it not effective? Does it downplay the first dose? Mm-hmm. So we're still to be seen, and the patterns are still to be monitored. But as for now, there's no reason why someone shouldn't get their second jab just because they skipped that 2-week period.
Now, what advice would you give to someone who may feel concerned that, okay, I've gone past my 14 days? What would you say to them as a medical expert?
I would say, so the second dose is a booster. It works on top of what you have already received so that you reach the required sensitization and immunization state. So what I would say is people should get their second dose despite whatever may have happened or the lapse that may have happened, because it's just acting as a booster to what you've already received.
Dr. Simemeza ngatimbo zenya ine rimiro amai tochipete edu urukuredu. Ndoda kutanga nenyaya yema shortages enomba ye COVID-19. Tinonzwa vanhu vazhinji vanenge vari kuchema vari kuti varikuenda kumacenters akasiyana-siyana, asi vari kunzi aiwa dzokerai nekuti nhomba hatisati tave nayo yekuti tikubaye, especially for avo vari kuenda kumafirst dose avo. Senyanzvi munyaya dzeutano, nyaya iyi makaitambira sei uyezve makagamuchira here minduro yehurumende pavakati aiwa nhomba dzirimo munyika asi nyaya irimo ndeyekuti vanhu vari kubayiwa nhomba kune macenters akasiyana-siyana?
Okay. Takagamuchira tsanangudzo yakataurwa, but also tanga tichida kungogara taziva kuti nhomba iyi yatikufanira kuita, tikufanira kuita nhomba dzakati wandei kupfuura idzo dziripo, kuitira kuti tikwanise kuti munhu wese anokwanisa kuvaccinatwa avaccinatwe tiriche yatinoti herd immunity. Saka ipapo tichiri kuda dzimwe nhomba despite dziripo idzodzo dzanga dzange dzashomeka, vamwe vanga vakushaya dzechipiri nenyaya yekuti vanhu vaivaccinatwa kwakasiyana-siyana. But chikuru chiripo ndechekuti nhomba tichiri kudzida dzimwe kuitira kuti tikwanise kuti population yedu ivaccinatwe.
So as we wrap up our conversation here, I want to touch a little more of what's happening here in America. As a means of encouraging people to go out to be vaccinated, the different states, including government itself, have started running different initiatives, I guess, encouraging people to take a vaccine. For example, the COVID-19 lottery, where someone could stand to win millions of dollars merely for being vaccinated. Looking at Zimbabwe, yes, the number that have wanted to take the COVID-19 vaccine has increased, but what more could government do to encourage people to want to go out there and take a vaccine?
Right. Yeah, I think what the USA is doing is simply just encouraging people, marketing how good getting the vaccine would be to the population and also for the individuals that are getting vaccinated. And I think the same should be encouraged globally. We should encourage people through different means. We see celebrities getting vaccinated and showing off that they're getting vaccinated. It's just a means of encouraging people. The same way we advertise shoes is the same way we should advertise for health as well. I do not see anything wrong with that. And I think we should also follow in those footsteps, because health is wealth. And getting vaccinated is protective against the coronavirus.
All right, Dr. Simemeza, thank you so much. Do you have any last words that you'd like to leave for our audience?
Okay, I would continue to say to people that let's be patient. The corona is still amongst us, although the cases have reduced. So we should continue the good work that we are doing, getting vaccinated and continuing social distancing and everything else we've been doing so as to protect our loved ones and our families. So it will take time, but we've already gone through some of the worst periods of the virus. So we should continue so as to protect ourselves and others.
Well, Zimbabwe Mushe, you are hearing there from Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza Nyanzvi Mnyadzo Utano, Ingcweti Wezempilakahle, talking COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. Now, how are things looking wherever you are, Muriye Zimbabwe, Lapo, Shala Kona, Abagwele South Africa, Abagwele Botswana, Abagwele Zimbabwe? Is the COVID-19 vaccine available in your area? Call us live on air, +1 202 619 2077. You can also text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465-0318. For those watching live on Facebook, Muria Zimbabwe, feel free to write your comments in the comments section, and we'll be reading those comments live on air. If you're tuned in right now, Muria Zimbabwe, you're tuned in to Live Talk, Uhlelo Lwabasakhulayo, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Ove. That was a message by Mr. T. Darira. Swa. Inindin Darira. Jazz Signal partnering up with Roots Africa there, a woman-led organization which focuses on women's rights and empowerment of the girl child. Anzina Mr. T. Darira, Gezai Maoko Muria Zimbabwe, Gezai Maoko Regai Kusaungana. Wash your hands regularly, practice social distancing, and of course, most importantly, wear your mask. Fekai ma mask, Kogana ma mask. Stay safe from umkhuhlane we COVID-19. Thank you so much to Roots Africa and Mr. T. Darira. Swa. Jazz Signal for that message on our program earlier on. Muria Zimbabwe, we also mentioned ukuthi namhlanje kuhlelo nasi mchirongwa. We're going to be spotlighting the works of young Zimbabweans in the fight against corruption and, of course, human rights violations. Last week, the Youth Forum Zimbabwe, an organization which focuses on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe, launched a whistleblower platform. This is a toll-free number, a mobile application, and, of course, an interactive website and a WhatsApp chat box for those that like WhatsApp, all which are going to be used in Zimbabwe's fight against corruption. To hear more about this, we're going to be joined by the director of a Youth Forum Zimbabwe, Mr. Ashton Bumira, who will be joining us live via Skype from Harare. But before we head over to Mr. Bumira, let us take a look at some of the sentiments echoed by experts who were in attendance of the launch last week. Amongst them is Professor Lovemore Maduku, the president of NCA Party and a well-respected legal expert in Zimbabwe. Let us hear what Professor Maduku had to say. The next clip you're about to watch is courtesy of 263 Chat. To watch the full broadcast, kindly head over to their Facebook page.
I would like to congratulate the Youth Forum for the launch that you want to do. I say so because corruption, it undermines our economy, it retards economic growth, it corrupts our politics. That's what corruption does. It corrupts our morality. It undermines our human dignity as a nation. And when it does all these things, we lose direction as a country. But if there is any one group of people who suffer the most from corruption, it is the young people, because it takes away the opportunities that you ought to enjoy. And therefore, the prioritization of the fight against corruption by young people ought to be very much welcome. I'm very clearly in realizing that we cannot progress as a nation unless we confront corruption head-on. But why are we there? Why are we there? Why is society already in such a framework that corruption is so entrenched? I think that's the question you must ask yourself. We are fighting corruption because corruption is already entrenched. Why is it entrenched? It is entrenched because the old people, that is the ones that are responsible for entrenching corruption. That's clear, isn't it? Those people who were there before the young people are the ones who have been engaging in so much of corruption. And we have to change the way in which they do their things.
Yebo kambe zulu kandaba liyamuzwa uprofessor Lovebo Maduku ingcwethi kwezombusazwe mangamchinzi wakho ubva kuna professor Lovebo Maduku anyanzvi munyadze dzezve amatongero enyika uyezve ndivo mutungamiri webato reNCA avangachizeya nyaya yehuori this was a last week apo vangachitaura ka pa official launch yatingati zvirongwa zviri kulaunchwa nesangano reYouth Forum Zimbabwe kanangana nekurwisana nehuori munyika. So liyamuzwa ngempela uprofessor Lovebo Maduku lapha ubechasisa ngempela ethinta udaba lwenkohlakalo elizweni esithi hayi udaba lwenkohlakalo elizweni lukhanya ngani lubhahile and luyaphazamisa impilo zabantu abasakhulayo elizweni. Uyashayela ngempela ihlombe inhlanganiso ye-Youth Forum Zimbabwe bona abasanda ukwethulela uZulu i-mobile application ejonge ukulwisana ngodaba lolu lwenkohlakalo. Kuhlelo silo mnumzana umkhokheli walinhlanganiso ye-Youth Forum Zimbabwe u-director u-Ashton Bumira silaye lapha kuhlelo who's joining us live via Skype. So Mudi Zimbabwe, that was Professor Lovebo Maduku speaking on the corruption issue in Zimbabwe at the launch of the Youth Forum Zimbabwe's whistleblower platforms applications. Here we're talking about the toll-free lines and so much more. Let us head over to the director of Youth Forum Zimbabwe, Mr. Ashton Bumira, who is joining us live via Skype from Harare, Zimbabwe. Mr. Bumira, welcome to the program, Chief. How are you doing?
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very fine.
I'm glad you were able to take time out to be with us here tonight. Let's delve into it. Please, go ahead. The audience heard there from Professor Maduku. He was applauding your organization for the strides that you're making in the fight against corruption. But before we delve deep into that, please do tell the audience more about these platforms that your organization recently launched.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike, for your question. So on Friday, you know, it was a privilege, you know, as an organization. You know, we launched a mobile application. We launched a WhatsApp chatbot. We also launched an interactive website, a youth-friendly website, which we launched. And also we launched, you know, a toll-free number. So as an organization, these platforms, we feel they are youth-friendly, they are user-friendly, and we feel that they will actually help, you know, young people to report, you know, corruption easily. So on Friday, it was a privilege, you know, Mike. We had the commissioner, the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, John Makamure. So it was a privilege. We also had, like you mentioned, you know, Professor Maduku. He was there. He spoke about, you know, the importance of, you know, having whistleblower protection, you know, in our laws so that, you know, when people report corruption, they don't fear what then happens. Their identity will be protected and so forth. So it was a privilege. And I'm happy to say that, you know, Zimbabweans, these platforms which we launched, you know, you can actually report corruption anonymously. Mm-hmm. For example, the mobile application, you know, there's no need for you to type in your name. There's no need for you to, you know, send your email addresses and so forth. So you just type, you know, the information you have with regards to corruption. And we feel, you know, such, you know, platforms is what is needed here in Zimbabwe, considering, you know, our human rights, you know, situations, mm-hmm. and also, you know, situation which is here in the country. So we are very happy. And, you know, at the moment, we are going all out, you know, publicizing, you know, these platforms. And we are very happy for you guys, you know, affording this platform for us to just, you know, publicize what we launched on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's continue the discussion there on these platforms that you launched. You talked about a mobile application. Of course, now granted, there's a lot more people that have cellular cell phones in Zimbabwe. However, we know data is still a big issue. And so why do you choose to use a mobile application as a platform to report corruption? What about those who don't have access to these technological needs that are needed for your platforms?
Yeah, thank you very much for your question. You know, last year we did a baseline research, which we did. We targeted young people. And, you know, the responses which we got from young people, it was overwhelming. Most young people, you know, they have smartphones. Most young people, they are always online. So what we then thought as an organization was to say, how can we reach, you know, young people? How can we better
package, you know, the information about corruption and so forth. And then we thought about, you know, creating an interactive website where you can go online, you can type in information with regards to corruption, and then we can receive it instantly. Then we also thought about, you know, creating a mobile application. This mobile application, the beauty of it is that it can be shared via WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. So as an organization, at the moment, what we are actually doing, we have a file, which I can say it's an APK file. So what we are doing at the moment, we are sharing it free of charge on WhatsApp. And you know what you just need? You just need some little data for you to install that application on your phone. So when you install it on your phone, you don't need data, you know, to access the information which is on the application. But then when you then want to send, you know, your reports, that's when only you need, you know, to have data so that you can connect and then send. So like you indicated, when we developed this mobile application, we knew very well that here in Zimbabwe, you know, data is very, very expensive. So this mobile application, in terms of accessing information, for example, the WhatsApp number which you can send information about corruption, the toll-free number which you can call, and mind you, the toll-free you can call for free. Mm-hmm. All those app platforms, you can access all that information without data. So you install the application, but in terms of accessing information, you don't need any data. But then when you probably then need to, you know, submit some reports, that's only when you need, you know, data. So the way we designed most of these applications, we were aware that young people, in as much as they are always on, you know, smartphones, but we thought, you know, we need to make sure that these applications, they are also data friendly, they are user friendly, and also they are youth friendly.
Tisati endera mberi nehuru kuredu, Mr. Bumiraka, and ngatimbozeya nyaya ine rurimi rwaamai, and then we'll continue. And ndichikumbura kuti mutsanangurire vateereri azvizere nezvezvirongwa zvamukuparura zvakanangana nekurwisana nehuori munyika.
Ndinotenda nemubvunzo wako. Isu sesangano revechidiki zvatakaita, takaona kuti vechidiki vakawanda vari kushandisa mafoni, ayo mafoni anoenda pa WhatsApp, ayo mafoni anoshanda nedata. So sesangano revechidiki takaona kuti zvakakodzera kuti tinge tichigadzira zvinhu zvatinofanira kunge tichishandisa pakumhangara uori hunenge huchiitika mumaruva mumatimana enyika yedu. So zvatakaita sesangano revechidiki musi weFriday svondo rapera, takabudisa zvatakabuditsa zvinoshandiswa zvakafanana nemobile application yatakagadzira. Takabuditsa zvakare WhatsApp chatbot pachirungu. WhatsApp chatbot ingori WhatsApp yekuti unokwanisa kutaura uchitopindurwa ipapo. Kangavekana pakati peusiku. And chatiri kunyanya kufarira sesangano revechidiki nderekuti patakaparura zvirongwa izvi, sangano reZAC rinova iro Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission rakanga riripo. Mukuru waro, mutauriri waro anoitwa vaJohn Makamure vakanga varipo. Isusi sangano revechidiki zvinhu zvatiri kukoshesa kushanda pamwe chete nehurumende tichibetsera kuti tirwise huori. Nekuti tiri kuona kuti isusu sevechidiki huori huri kunyanyoafekta isu zvakanyanya.
All right, Mr. Bumira, let me hold you there for 1 second. There is another clip that I would like to head over to from your launch, which I would like us to discuss further. Now, you mentioned John Makamure, who was also in attendance earlier on. We played a clip by Mr. Love Momaduku. Now, I'd like to play a clip of Mr. Makamure speaking. He is the spokesperson and the commissioner of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Let us hear what Mr. Makamure had to say, and then we're going to head back to our conversation with Ashton Bumira.
As a commission, we are very excited when we are invited to participate in such meetings. Because when we came into office in July 2019, this commission made a deliberate decision to engage stakeholders, unlike previous commissions. And this is on the basis of our constitutional functions. If you go to section 255 of the Constitution, we have very clearly spelled out functions. I can quickly go through those to investigate and expose cases of corruption in the public and private sectors. So it's not only public, but private sector as well. The other function is to combat corruption, theft, misappropriation, abuse of power, and other improper conduct in the public and private sectors. We are also there to promote honesty, financial discipline, and transparency in the public and private sectors.
Yebo kambe zulu kandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uJohn Makamure, he is the spokesperson owenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Uyasho ngempela ubabe khona ngeviki edlule kuhlelo olukwethulwe inhlanganiso ye Youth Forum Zimbabwe. Uhlelo lolu lujonge ukulwisana ngenkohlakalo elizweni. Asibona ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu ku Facebook, and then we'll head over to umnumzana uAshton Bumira. Liyambona ukhona lathi kuhlelo, ngiyabona uLucky Dube ukhona kukhasi lethu le Facebook ukuthi ngise Francis Town kwele Botswana. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo Lucky Dube, siyabonga. Nangumnumzana uRichard Moyo uyabhalwa anzi Mkoma Mike ayiwathi nemizwaro sethinothenda Mkoma nokuphinda umtshirongwa. Fact Moyo uyabhalwa anzi ndirikuona indrim Free State South Africa. Good evening Mr. Boyo. Tinashe kuyipa arunyora namba yake, aiwa tinotenda Mkoma Tinashe. Fortune Ngube uthi ngilalele mfowethu, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Darlington arunyora hands, are employers mandated to force employees to get vaccinated? Got some who are forcing their employees to get vaccinated or risk losing their jobs. Now, that shouldn't be the case. Nekuti says ruta urwane urumende. Mr. Darlington, our government says it's not mandatory for everybody to get vaccinated. It is at will. How can I get news every day? +12024650318. That's our WhatsApp number to me message by WhatsApp. Tona utinga kurongera GP. Frank Zulu uti hi. Siyabonga gakulu ngokungena ku Frank unjani. Sipo is saying, he said, Khaberon uhamba ni lapo puti mic. Sipo nyabonga gakulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Let's see what abantu bathini kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele. Siyabona ukuthi bakhona abantu abangenayo. Mr. Kumbo uti amen. Ngiconnecting se park more kwele South Africa. Siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Lucky Dube uphinde wabhala kukhasi lethu le VOA Ndobele uthi ngise Francis Town kwele Botswana. Dumelang Lucky. Thabisani Luphala uthi in Balelela Zebula. Thank you so much Thabisani ngokungena kuhlelo. Kwanele is saying greetings from Pretoria CBD in South Africa. Thank you so much. Progress uthi watching you from Botswana. Dumelang Progress ukayintate. Mkhululi uthi Chuma uthi asika itho vaccine egoli siyes ukuthi egoli okwamanje they are only giving abantu abagugileyo abantu abadala i-vaccine. Unyathi uphinde wathi ngisegoli Julius Melvin Linjani kuhlelo, siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Rebecca uthi siyabonga kakhulu ngilalele ngise Botswana Gaberon. Tumelang, I'll see Rebecca. Thank you so much to everybody that's joining in and everybody that's writing your comments. Please continue mchinyora my comments per page redu VOA. Shona upoas jayakuruti watching you live in Botswana. Ndate poas ukai uyapaluti linjani putimaika ai nyapila. Now let's head over to Mr. Ashton Bumira. Are you still there, Mr. Bumira?
Yes, I'm still there.
Right. Manzwazwa Taurwana Vama Kamure, of course, it was at the launch of your platforms. I was a little more curious about that, and I wanted to touch on the fact that the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, that is their job in terms of, fighting corruption. And they already have several platforms in the country, including these toll-free lines and so much more. And so as Youth Forum Zimbabwe, why did you find it necessary to start your own program? And of course, most importantly, what is your relationship going to be like with the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission moving forward?
Yeah, thank you very much for your question, Mike. You know, as an organization, we value engagement. As an organization, we value collaboration. So actually, at the launch, we also had, you know, Transparency International Zimbabwe. We also had, you know, Accountability Zimbabwe, the Accountability Lab Zimbabwe. So as an organization, we also strive to complement, you know, what other organizations are doing and also to help ZAC with the work it is doing. So the reason why, as an organization, we thought that it was important to also, you know, develop our own, you know, tools, to develop our own platforms, which can actually help complement what other organizations are doing. So what, you know, prompted us to develop these platforms is, you know, as an organization, we felt that, you know, we are a youth organization. We are a youth-focused organization. And, you know, most young people, they want some kind of, you know, platforms. So as an organization, we thought that, you know, for example, the website which we created, it's an interactive website. The mobile application which we created, like I indicated earlier on, young people, they are always on their smartphones. The WhatsApp chatbot which we created, young people, they are always on WhatsApp. So the reason why we thought as an organization we needed to create these platforms is, you know, our members, we have over 6,000 members, you know, who are part of the Youth Forum as an organization. And mind you, Mike, you know, in Zimbabwe, over 60% of our population, you know, they are young people. So our target, you know, what it means is, in terms of our population, we have more young people, you know, than adults in our country. Uh-huh. So because of that, as an organization, we felt, you know, prompted to say, what is it that we can also do, you know, to add our voice, you know, into the issues to do with, you know, corruption? What is it that we can do as an organization to help fight corruption? Uh-huh. So because of that, we then felt that we needed to create these platforms. And lastly, you know, as much as, you know, ZAC is doing a lot in terms of, you know, fighting corruption, there's also a lot of skepticism, you know, amongst young people. Most young people, they don't, you know, trust ZAC. And that's the reason why we are also inviting ZAC to our platforms, so that they can explain their mandate, they can explain their constitutional duty to young people, so that we build that trust. So in that light, the reason why we thought we needed these platforms is to cater for those young people who don't trust, you know, the platforms provided, for example, by ZAC, so that they can participate, they can also, you know, help expose corruption. Because at the end of the day, Mike, what we are doing as an organization, the target is one. We want to help reduce corruption in Zimbabwe. We want to help, you know, expose corruption in Zimbabwe. So we believe that each and every organization, they can actually also contribute to that goal. So in our small ways, this is what we are doing to add, you know, to that broader goal, which we, you know, we are focusing, you know, as a country.
Now, what's your relationship going to be like with ZAC moving forward? How is this going to work? Is it a case of if people come to you, you then take the information to ZAC, or do you go to the police directly? What's it going to look like in this circumstance?
Okay, so thank you very much for your question. So what we are going to do is we anticipate to receive reports, you know, from, you know, different areas. Mm-hmm. So as an organization, we are going to prepare what I will call dossiers, which will then take to ZAC, which will then take, for example, to the Parliament of Zimbabwe, which will then take to, for example, decision makers, our local councillors, and also members of Parliament. The idea is, you know, to say, as an organization, we cannot investigate. As an organization, we don't have the capacity to say, if someone says Mr. So-and-so, you know, is engaging in corruption, for example, let's say land, for example, in areas like Chitungwiza. As an organization, we don't have the capacity to then go there and do investigations and see whether it's true or it's false. So what we are going to do, we are going to collect that raw information. Mm-hmm. And then we pass it on to ZAC. And the other thing, we are also going to also work with our investigative journalist to say, if we hear, for example, of, you know, grand corruption, maybe by a politician. We are also going to engage investigative journalists. We give them the information, and then probably they can further dig on that information and do stories for local or even international media. And we feel by doing that, the police or even ZAC, it is then going to act on that information to say, probably, let's say a story is picked by Newsday to say Mr. So-and-so is involved in corruption. Then maybe ZAC will then act on that information. So we are going to use a number of ways in terms of how we are going to, share the information which we are going to receive, from the citizens of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about the importance of this towards young people. I've heard you are, that seems to be the central theme around as to why you guys are doing this. We heard Mr. Maduku saying he applauds your organization and he's urging other young people to follow in your steps because I guess corruption, it seems to be crippling the experiences of young people in Zimbabwe. But why is it so important to you as a young person? Why do you guys feel it's necessary to add to the fight of corruption?
Thank you very much, Mike, for that question. Corruption, it kills development. Corruption, it kills the economy. Corruption, it benefits the few. So at the moment, young people in Zimbabwe, they are jobless. Young people in Zimbabwe, they are suffering. But because of corruption, a lot of our resources, they are being looted by a few. And, the revenue which is supposed to go into government coffers, it is going into the pockets of a few individuals. But if you look at the moment, what is happening in our local authorities, we don't have access to health. We don't have access to clean water. Our roads networks, they are very poor. So the reason why, as young people, we are, very angry about the levels of corruption which is happening in the country is we are directly affected, by the dilapidated, social service delivery in our country. As young people, we are affected by the economy which is not functioning because most young people who are, out of colleges, they are struggling to find, jobs to do. So that's the reason why, as young people, we feel that, it is important for us to, make sure that we make noise, to make sure that we expose corruption when we see it happening, because, we are directly affected. And lastly, if you look at our country in terms of, foreign direct investments, no one is interested in coming to Zimbabwe to, put in their monies. And what that means is that, there are very few companies which are coming into Zimbabwe to open companies, to open businesses, so that, as young people, we can, get jobs. Mike, I can tell you, it's not every young person who is an entrepreneur. We have young people who want to work. We have young people who want to sell their labor for a salary. So as young people, because of corruption, that is not happening at the moment. And our unemployment rates, they are over 90%. And young people, they are the biggest, segment of our population which is affected.
Right. Gati dzokerai nekuzanyai nerimi rwamai kuitira kuti vanongotaura shona vanyatsohwisisa zviri kuitika nezvirongwa zvamuinazvo. Totanga nekudyidzana kwamuchange muchiita nesangano reZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. Ndanchikumbiro kuti mutsananguriro vateereri kuti hukama uyu huchange huchishanda sei sezvo navo vane chinangwa chekurwisana neuori munyika nemiwo maakuuya nezvirongwa zvenyu zvakanangana nekurwisana neuori munyika. Muchange muchishanda pamwe chete here uyezve tsananguriraiwo vateereri kuti muchange muchishanda sei?
Waita basa zvako, Mike. Isu sesangano revechidiki tinokurudzira kushanda pamwe chete. Kungave nemamwe masangano anoita basa rekurwisa uori, kungave kushandidzana zvakare nesangano reZAC, isu sesangano revechidiki zvose zvatiri kuita, zvinhu zvese zvatakaparura pakurwisa huori. Tiri kuzviitira kubetsera hurumende. Ngatarisa mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa pavakapinda pachigaro. Vakataura iwo kuti by 2030 huori unofanira kunge hwapera. Vakataura vachiti vanoda kurwisa huori. So isu sesangano revechidiki zvose zvatiri kuita tiri kuda kubetsera urongwa hwehurumende hwekuita kuti huori huderere. Nekuti isu sevechidiki tinoona sekuti huori huri kunyanyo kuti affecta isu sevechidiki mukugara kwedu munyika ino yeZimbabwe. So zvatiri kuita vateereri isusu sesangano revechidiki muchatoona tichiuya munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana tichange tichitofamba nesangano reZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission tichitoshanda pamwe chete even nemamwe masangano anorwisa huori.
Vabumira. Ndipindire ipapo nekuti nguva ndiyo yakudyanana. Sezvo manyatsotsanangura zvakanaka, ndanchikumbira kuti muudze vateereri kuti how can they access this mobile application, how can they access the toll-free numbers, and where can they find more information on Zimbabwe Youth Forum?
Yeah. Semusangano tine Facebook page yatinayo inonzi Youth Forum Zimbabwe. Tinowanikwa zvakare paTwitter @YouthForumZimba. Mobile application yedu tikaenda pa Play Store tikataipa Youth Forum tinoiona zvakare. Toll free number yedu i 086251 086251. WhatsApp chatbot redu 0780077457. Asi zvose zvandataura izvi tikaenda paFacebook yedu nepaTwitter zvinenge zviripo, ticharamba tichingozvisa, tichange tichiisa futi mumaWhatsapp group zvichitenderera.
All right, thank you so much, Mr. Ashton Bumira, for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate the work that you're doing in the fight against corruption. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, as we wrap up tonight, earlier on I mentioned that we're going to be not just focusing on corruption, but we also touch on human rights. Tonight, we speak to young members of the Zim Rights Youth Zone. If you remember earlier on, Muriya Zimbabwe, a couple of months back, we spoke to Mr. Zikamai Bere, the director of Zim Rights, on our show. Mr. Bere told us that Zim Rights is going to be starting a program called Zim Rights Youth Zone, a program which is going to be tackling, educating young people from the age of 15 to 35 on the importance of human rights, and of course, most importantly, having young people participate in the democratic process. This program has been running since February, so we kind of catch up with these young people to hear more. All of this is linked to the discussion around youth empowerment. Over the weekend, I caught up with Francis Bumira, an intern at Zim Rights under the program, and of course, Natalie Mbewe, a member of Zim Rights. Let us hear what both of these young people had to say about the program.
The Youth Zone is quite innovative in its approach to movement building in Zimbabwe. From the use of clubs like the Constitution Clubs, which was initiated by the Zim Rights Youth Zone, is a great way to reach the grassroots level and promote constitution literacy, which is critical in holding the political officials accountable and demanding citizen rights. So the necessity of a platform like the Youth Zone are pivotal ensuring that the youth engage in civic participation through evidence-based advocacy, which has proven to be more effective. So all in all, the Youth Zone is a very noble program.
Human rights advocacy, as you've just highlighted, is a very selfless path to walk. It's about putting other people's needs first ahead of yours. Yes. Zim Rights being an institution that promotes such, what makes you want to be part of this program and what do you look to get out of it?
I have always been fascinated by development, particularly the social, economic, and political empowerment of young people. Mm-hmm. That said, the Youth Zone is a safe and enabling place where young people learn about the skills crucial in civic participation and also share experiences and ideas. So for me, the Youth Zone is an important vehicle in the pursuit of a social and economically politically just Zimbabwe.
Now, let me bring in Natalie here. Natalie, are you there?
Yes.
Perfect. Human rights violations are very present within society on a day-to-day basis. When we zone in on the role that young people play, the youth, what role do you think they play in terms of alleviating human rights violations?
Okay. yes, by the virtue of us being humans, human rights will always be violated, but we are looking of ways of capping the violations. So as young people, we can be watchdogs, we can be social and economic justice ambassadors of human rights. By this, I'm saying we should look out. Where there is injustice, we say it out. We shouldn't just die silent death because, I mean, if we are all quiet, who then becomes voice of reason? Who then becomes the voice of the voiceless? So as the youth, it is our duty to speak out, Uti, no, this is not it. Let's do things this way, this way. And let us not be used. Let us have a backbone. Let us be firm in our decisions.
Francis, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So same question lands on your lap.
The youth are the largest demographic in Zimbabwe, constituting over 60% of the population. So it is therefore not surprising that the majority of the recent human rights violations have targeted youth for the most part. These are people like Alan Moyo, who was unfairly imprisoned at Chikurubi for just campaigning against the exorbitant fees at tertiary institutions. And in the rest of Africa, the situation is the same. So youth being the largest demographic, they are crucial in the fight for justice in Zimbabwe.
When I read up on the program, it talks about the chances or creating a platform that allows people like yourselves, young Zimbabweans, to interact with young people from on an international scale. So you get to interact with young people in America, young people in other countries. Is this beneficial to you as a young Zimbabwean?
It's always said that the child who never sees other farms will always think your father is the biggest. Exposure is of extreme importance in widening someone's scope of vision. The constant interaction with people from different backgrounds allows us to see not only how the problems in Zimbabwe affect us, but how they are affecting others across the country. It further lets us learn from the experiences of others, identifying what works and what doesn't in the fight for a just Zimbabwe.
ZimRights Youth Zone program talks about creating a platform for young people to participate in civic engagement and amplifying their voices in the democratic process. This talks to what young people are doing on social media right now, urging their peers to register to vote. Now, the question at hand is, why should young people care about all these processes? There's some who feel as though this is all political, they want nothing to do with politics, but why should they care about all
this? Young people should actually register and vote so that their voice can be heard. If we do not vote, how then will the constitution favor us? If we are all quiet, who then will know our needs? Again, we are saying youth should vote so that we can also be policymakers. We can't have people making decisions for us. We also have to stand up for ourselves and actually say what we want.
Natalie, ngesi indebele bengicela ukuchazisela abalaleli okuthile ngohlelo lwe ZimRights Youth Zone.
Luhlelo olwaphuma ngemva kokubana abakhokheli bethu bahlala phansi babona ukuthi hayi abancane abayibo ikusasa yethu kabakho endabeni zelizwe. Ngakho-ke baphuma lohlelo ukuthi basifundise thina abasakhulayo, basitshele amacebo, sikhokhelelwa ngabafundeleyo esingathi ngama-specialists. Abancane bathole ama-posts bakhokhele, siqalisela kubosobhuku emakhaya kuze kube lakuhulumende.
Sike sathinta udaba lokuqakatheka kwezinye inhlelo lapha besikhuluma ngesiNgisi ezigoqela ngokuyobhalisela ukuyovota. Bengicela ukuthi uphinde uchazisele abalaleli ngesiNdebele ukuthi why should abantu abasakhulayo care about inhlelo ezifana nalezi?
Kule ngoma eyayilamabala athi asambeni siyevota, sivotele inkululeko.
Yeah.
So singathathana thina ama-youth njengoba sivele sibaningi kudlula wonke umuntu.
Mm-hmm.
Singavotela, sivotele inkululeko. Sithi sesile nkululeko yokuthi sesile msebenzi, asatshontshi. Sesile msebenzi, asatshontshi. Shona sibhizi vele, sesithuthukisa iZimbabwe.
Hayi, isikhathi sesesihlungu mangoyi. Natalie, in closing, bengicela ukuthi utshele abalaleli, ikakhulukazi laba abafisa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile about uhlelo lweZimRights Youth Zone, ukuthi bengalixhuma njani ulwazi oluthile, where can they go to find it?
You can visit us at www.zimrights.org.zw. Or alternatively, you can email us at info@zimrights.org.zw. Thank you.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, that was my conversation with young people who are part of Zim Rights Youth Zone, Francis Bumira and Natalie Mbewe. Muria Zimbabwe, we have reached an end of our show tonight. A special shout out to my guests, Dr. Smemeza, Ashton Bumira, Francis Bumira and Natalie Mbewe.